T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
How strident were Democrats to weed out sexual harassers in their own midst? In January of this past year, we found out the answer is that they were not only not strident, but actually sought to defend and shield the accused. Bernd Strider, a senior advisor to Hillary Clinton's 2008 presidential campaign, who was accused of repeatedly sexually harassing a young subordinate, was kept on that campaign at Mrs. Clinton's request. Strider was, in fact, Hillary Clinton's faith advisor. He was part of the American Values Network and sent the candidate Clinton scripture readings every morning for months during that campaign. Strider was a problem during the campaign, with those in the know saying there were workplace issues and charges that he harassed a young female aide. It's been reported that over the years, various advisors urged Mrs. Clinton to sever ties with Strider. In fact, Clinton did not fire Strider and refused to ever address why she ignored advisors' recommendations that he be fired. Advanced to when Judge Brett Kavanaugh was being considered for a seat on the U.S. Supreme Court. After various nebulous and unproven charges that Kavanaugh harassed, drugged, and raped various women in college, Hillary Clinton called Kavanaugh out of bounds and questioned his judicial temperament. And while Clinton claimed she found Christine Blasey Ford's testimony to be very credible and convincing, she pronounced Kavanaugh very defensive and said his presentation was unconvincing. So while Hillary Clinton came to the defense of a campaign advisor accused of sexual harassment and refused to rid her campaign of him, she jumped at the opportunity to pounce on Brett Kavanaugh. She even admitted that she had not actually watched Kavanaugh's testimony. There seems to be two standards of how we judge those accused of sexual harassment. One standard is based on unequivocally believing the women who make these charges, with a demand that the man must prove a negative, that is, prove that what's being charged is false. When movie mogul Harvey Weinstein was initially accused of sexual harassment and more, the mainstream media, being sympathetic to Hollywood, tempered the environment by reminding everyone that these were only charges. Nothing had been proven. It was only after the floodgate opened and many women came forward to tell their stories that the media, Hollywood elites, and the left-wing political establishment turned on Weinstein. He has still not been tried for his alleged crimes till this day. Now, while all accusations of sexual harassment should be given consideration, denials by the accused should be given equal consideration. In other words, you are truly innocent until proven guilty. That's a standard that has not been applied equally across the board, but should have been and should be from this time forward. Liberal or conservative, Democrat or Republican, movie mogul, judicial candidate, or political advisor, all should be equal in the eyes of the law. All things being considered, the answer suggests that Democrats seem to have fallen short when it comes to weeding out sexual harassers in their own midst. I'm Alan Stock, and remember, keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.